declaring the salvation of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our pastor and teacher, Chris Gordon.
Grateful that you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I am Pastor Chris Gordon, and on behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, we are thankful to bring these radio broadcasts to you. We do encourage your prayerful and financial support. You can write to us at Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732. Again, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264. Well, we're continuing our study today of the church in Sardis. And you remember yesterday, this is Revelation chapter 3, first six verses. Church in Sardis has nothing by way of praise. Now, this was really striking because the one thing that Jesus says about this church is they have the greatest name. And I challenged us yesterday, you know, today we are so superficial when we think about the church, and we only look externally. All we're obsessed with is the question of how many people go to that church. And I make the challenge, we stop asking that awful question. We are promoting the idea that success is measured by number. And if that's the case, Jesus himself is a failure when he walked on the earth. Because remember, he starts off with 5,000 in John chapter 6, and by the time he is done teaching, he has so offended the multitudes that he dwindled it down to 12, one of which was a devil. Read John 6 carefully. So here we are. This is the church of Sardis. This is the dead church. I want to unpack exactly what's happening in this church. He says to them, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. I haven't come across anything as strong as that yet. This is not some Joe out in the community attacking a church saying that that church is dead. This is the Lord of the church. This is Christ himself, who gave his life to die for the church. This is the head of the church. This is the one to whom everyone must bow. So Jesus is looking at a church and he's saying, you're dead. Now I want to know, and you should want to know, if you are in a church that is dead. To understand this, you really have to ask, what would, from a human perspective, earn a church the greatest name? Because that's what happened to Sardis. It had the greatest popularity. It was the most popular church in town. It was the most popular church on the block. They recently published the Whatcom Directory of Churches. And if you were to thumb through that, you have all these churches pitching themselves and saying things about themselves and calling themselves alive and friendly and all these ways of speaking. How do you really think through all of this today? What do you think would mark a church as being alive and a church really to be reckoned with, or a church that is just plain dead? How would we define that today? How would we know? Well, a church that is alive according to our standards today, how do we measure that? Well, it has to be well regarded, doesn't it? It even goes with personal names. You know, who has the greatest name among us? Who is the most successful? I mean, that's the issue. I look out in the secular world of business, what names in our culture are going to stand out? What names are going to be received? Who's going to be treated the greatest? It's those on the Fortune 500. It's Donald Trump. Among all the churches of Asia Minor, this would have been known as the most happening church. It was well regarded in the city. It was known as being full of vitality. And I'm sure this was a prosperous